Well, welcome again to Daily Inspiration, Tom. Brother Jeff Chapman here, wanting to share you a inspirational moment today about your heart. It tells us in Jeremiah 17 that the heart of man is deceitful, and it is desperately wicked. And it says, who can know it? I, the Lord. He tries the heart. He searches the heart. He tries it. And he will give every man according to his doings. And I want you to know today that my heart, without Christ, totally surrendered to Christ, I can do anything. I have the potential. And may I say, you have the potential to do anything and everything beyond what you could imagine for wickedness if Christ doesn't restrain and dwell in your heart. You know, it's kind of like this. The Bible tells us that we are to have the mind of Christ. Paul said we have the mind of Christ if we're a Christian. And it's a daily choice. It's a daily option. And sometimes moment by moment option to say, am I going to have the mind of Christ? The mind of the flesh. The Bible said you walk in the flesh, you can't please God. Then you walk in the spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the carnal mind is an enemy, enmity with God. And it says the spiritual mind is life and peace. So what's in the human heart? Let's just look at the heart of man and its gross, natural, sinful form. A worldly man, an unconverted man, he devotes himself to nothing but sin. He lives according to his lust. He lives according to the age he lives in and what it would pretty much fashion and form it, as it tells us in Romans 12, the be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This world is going to mold us. So the unconverted man's heart is molded by the world. And you can look at the countenance of a man and learn a lot about him. It tells us in Ephesians 2, verse 2, that there's a spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. The people that are disobedient to God, knowingly or unknowingly, they're just going to have a different countenance than the true people of God. Yeah, in a sense, you can find a happy-go-lucky sinner out there. You can find some successful, upbeat sinners. In a sense, people would say they're better than all, they seem nicer than Christians, and yeah, you can attempt to find all that, but in essence, in reality, according to the Word of God, there's a spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, and their countenance expresses it. You know, their passion is not for Christ, but it's for self and the world and the things of the world. And that sinful man will indulge in everything that the perverse heart he has inside of him desires. And he'll live to please man and the world and mostly himself. And he won't even have God in his thoughts. As there's a verse in Psalm, it says, the wicked through the pride of his countenance, he will not seek after God, for God is not at all in his thoughts. So that's a real picture of who he is. But there are sinful tendencies in the heart, especially in the unconverted man. We can liken those to certain animals that we are familiar with. You could just say there's a peacock in the unconverted man's heart, and Satan's behind this pride of the peacock in him, and this peacock is is got its extended glittering feathers, and it exceeds all other animals in its show of pride and excellence. And the Bible warns us about being haughty, and it warns us about, you know, being proud and arrogant, thinking ourselves better than others. So, you know, the Bible tells us that beauty is deceitful. Favor is deceitful. I'm sorry. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. And, you know, God wants us to have the inward beauty, not the outward beauty. God said to esteem your brother better than yourself. So we definitely understand that the human heart has peacock pride tendencies. And one man put it this way, that there's a goat in the human heart, the unconverted human heart. It's a stinky animal. It's the picture of impurity and unchastity. It's just not a graceful, beautiful, pure animal. It's just a rude, give me what I want, get out of my way. Just a terrible representation. You know, the goat is a rude animal. Another animal that we can say is in the human heart, or can we say a tendency of the human heart that's like an animal, would be the pig, the swine, the hog. And, you know, what does a hog do? It eats and it eats and it eats. It's an animal that's known to stay dirty and just live in the filth. It doesn't have any. So the pig is a, you know, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is temperance. The hog is intemperance, gluttony, drunkenness, and any excess of eating and drinking and just no control in the life. The next thing would be a toad. What attribute of the human heart is like a toad? It's just a loathsome, low, just not a beautiful representation. Not many people really enjoy toads. They represent warts and just a night creature. They just live in the sorry places, the wet places, the swampy places. It's just everything that represents, you know, just the nasty. The next thing we're very familiar with would be a snake. You know, what does a snake represent? Well, in the Bible, he was subtle and cunning, you know, full of deceit and divisiveness. You know, the snake in the Bible deceived the first parents on the planet, Adam and Eve. It seduced them, and now we realize that same potential, what destroyed them, lives in us now. And their happiness in the garden was unmatched. And look at what the snake wrought through his deception in their life. And, you know, envy and exaltation, it's just the snake's way, and we don't want that snaky heart. Tricky, subtle, sneaky, nah, untrue. Well, this is a real one, too. What tendency, what animal would represent anger and wrath more than like a tiger or, you know, a tiger is a cruel animal. He's a ferocious animal. And in our heart, he would represent anger and revenge. And he would just cruelty. We don't want that. But that's the sinful man's heart. And then the other animal that could be in there is the tortoise. And he's just an emblem of sluggish, slow, lukewarm, slothful and just that disposition in a Christian would not be a good thing. So we want to make sure that we have a ready heart. But look at these things, our sinful heart. Just picture the unconverted sinful man's heart. If it was really full of those kind of bees, but we have that natural. It's in us more than the beast. We have his qualities in an unconverted heart. So I just want us to remember the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? Well, God bless you today. Have a great day and think on these things. We'll look at another part of the human heart tomorrow, Lord willing.